This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of eyes still on Davenport, Iowa, that partially collapsed building, an imminent danger of complete collapse, and still five people are missing. Truly, the mayor believes two are likely in that wreckage of the collapsed building. Very, very sad. Shooting in Hollywood, Florida. Sad to hear about that. Luckily, nobody died, but pretty scary moments for people that were near a crowded, popular boardwalk. So another opening fire scene, 9 altogether shot. What does that mean? TSA, busiest day since the pandemic. People wanted to see people, so they actually got out. And, oh, yeah, there's that thing called the debt ceiling. It actually gets through one hurdle. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, get your popcorn kicked back and get ready. Coming up this hour, your thoughts. A very, very jam-packed mailbag, plus UBIs. Ubiquitous bits of information. Oh, I got some good things that I'm going to throw out at you, meaning really fun, interesting facts that are repeatable, right? Welcome to the No Drone Zone. In fact, speaking of drones, though, we're going to start here. How about these kamikaze drones that hit Moscow? Yes, it's true, and it stunned the Russian capital. It was shot down with an earshot, they say, of Putin's palace that was pretty much around the corner, just blitzed by these drones in a very rare attack on that capital after Ukraine vowed to respond to the barrage of unprecedented missile attacks that they've faced in recent days. Two people were injured in the drone strikes. It's very strange. You could see all of it on video to watch that happen. I've seen the video now a couple of times, and it is so rare for that to happen. And again, very, very close, kind of in between the Kremlin and Putin's palace. So several were shot down in a very plush district that is not too far from the capital city, you know, from Moscow, from the Kremlin. And the footage shows one of the drones exploding in a huge mushroom cloud over the village very near his estate. So is there going to be more of a counterattack coming from Russia? You can probably bet that that will happen. All right, so let's talk about here in the U.S., what affects us? What's going on with the debt ceiling? My goodness, have I talked about it? The debt limit, more than anything in the last couple of weeks, especially. Well, it did clear a key hurdle after lots of criticism, especially from many on the Republican side of things. What I would call hardliners are not on board with this at all. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy did help secure that deal on Saturday, the tentative deal. Now it's all about the passage of it in the House. There's not a lot of room for wiggling, for error, if you will. And in this win, in clearing what happened on Tuesday night, it was the House Rules Committee. They voted 7-6 to advance the debt ceiling bill to the floor. So that is the hair of your chinny chin chin. Remember that expression? The bill comes to the floor Wednesday for debate, and there's going to be a ton of it, and a final passage vote before then it bounces to the Senate. The Rules Committee vote was anticipated because of the fact that some of the loudest voices, critics of the bill, are members of that panel. So it is very close that that actually happened, because there was a good chance that it wasn't going to happen. Republicans believe they are pushing toward 150 Republican votes or more at this point, right? And it goes back to the whole thing again. The idea that we're not going to have to deal with this debt ceiling until the limit again, until 2025, which would be after the next election, which makes sense. The bill caps non-defense spending, which funds areas like public education and transportation in fiscal 2024, then increases it by 1% in 2025. So what are some of the Republicans saying? Jim Jordan from Ohio said he's not worried about McCarthy's speakership because some people are threatening that. He said, I think he's doing a good job. So he's backing him. Also, Representative Patrick McHenry said Tuesday he wasn't worried about him losing his speakership, and he defended the deal he helped cut. Here's what he said. McHenry was a guest on the show. He said, with a narrow majority in the House, we have the most conservative outcome we possibly could. I'm proud of the package. I wanted more. I absolutely wanted more. But what we have here is better than what was about to come. He is right about that, because some of the things on the table, there was just absolutely no way. And so it is better than what was initially being discussed, right? Now, one of the things that will happen as the way it's set out in the Democrats, a lot of Democrats don't like it, is work requirements. The work requirement provisions in this package would boost enrollment in the food stamp program by 78,000 people in an average month when it's completely implemented. And it would increase spending by $2.1 billion over the decade. But it calls for the age limit of adults subject to the existing work requirement to 55. That's up from the current age of 50. Veterans, people that are homeless or experiencing homelessness, and former foster youth of all ages would be exempt. So changes to the work requirement, that's a big thing, would be these provisions in this temporary assistance for needy family programs. It would reduce spending by $5 million over the decade. So there's some other little chunks in here, the nitty-gritty of this. One of them is part of the deal, you know, some $20 billion of the $80 billion funding boost the IRS was going to get over the next decade would be diverted. So that would be taken away from the three dreaded letters. And it would partially make up for the reductions in other discretionary spending, which is pretty interesting, right? This is where it sits. So now it's all about where it goes next. What happens with the House vote, then the Senate vote, then does it get signed into a law, and do we not default? At this point, it is looking like there's going to be tons of debate, but it will pass. But you never, never, never say that it's going to happen until you actually get to the doorstep and watch it. Because sometimes there could be a maneuver or two. There's something you think that won't happen that ultimately does happen. All right, what's the deal with cruising? How many of you raise your hands? Because I have the special infrared glasses where I can see when hands go up. I know you're tired, you're laying down, you're listening. Yeah, you got one eye open. I see a bunch of hands. How many of you like... I like when people raise their hands before I ask the question. How many of you like cruising? So we saw another nightmare for Carnival Cruise, sailing into a violent storm, right? Battering the ship 14 stories high, flooding the hallways, cruise passengers talking about how rough it was coming back from the Bahamas, 9 hours late to the port in Charleston. It doesn't make me feel good about wanting to take a cruise. They had no idea what was going on. And oh, by the way, there's another Carnival Cruise where someone fell overboard and they're searching for him. Still no signs of life. It looks like he accidentally fell off the side. Not intentional, but they don't know that. At this point, they're just trying to find that passenger. What do Robert De Niro and someone else have in common next?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. online. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAITreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
All right, we're going to talk about Davenport, Iowa. I know that we have a lot of listeners listening to us in Clinton, Iowa, KROS, our great affiliate there. We appreciate all the emails that I've gotten from many of you. I've even got an invite to a pancake breakfast. Oh, I love pancake breakfast. Oh, but very sad what's happened in Davenport. So we're going to get to that in a second, but I can't leave you hanging. So what do Robert De Niro and someone else famous, I left out that word famous, have in common? Well, that could be almost anything, right? Maybe that question was ridiculous. Well, Al Pacino has something in common with his friend. They were in a great movie called Heat. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are both older daddies. How old? Robert De Niro just had a child at 79. Al Pacino, 82. Expecting a child with his 29-year-old girlfriend who's eight months pregnant. That will be his fourth child. So how about that? I think some fans were shocked when he announced that he was going to be a dad again. Of course it's possible, right? Do the math and things can happen. But it's weird when you start to add up the numbers, right? By the time the baby graduates high school, Al will be 100 years old. Now, in the case of De Niro, who was 79, that was his seventh child for De Niro, right? Wow. So interesting. Not interesting, in fact, very sad. I can't even imagine. I can't wrap my head around this. I certainly in my lifetime lived in apartments, and not high-rise apartments, though. I was thinking about this today. The second floor is the highest I ever was. I was in buildings that weren't super high, and all the time I lived in apartments, right? But this partially collapsed Davenport, Iowa building, the mayor, who was so choked up talking about it, talked about five people that weren't accounted for, but really focusing on two that they believed were there. I mean, they've had the dogs out. They've looked all over the place. In fact, there was a woman who spent 24 hours in the building that they got out of the building, which out of all the collapse, which was great. And then there was somebody else that they were able to put one of the buckets up and go and get. She finally found her phone and could get to a window, and that was good news. But two could be stuck inside the rubble. They believe it. That was just too dangerous to search because of the condition of this building that just is crumbling before the people's eyes that live there. And there have been a lot of complaints about the building. So now there are even protesters that were chanting outside of the building on Tuesday morning, arguing the city was moving too quickly toward demolishing this 116-year-old brick and steel structure. It was built as a hotel, but it was recently used as apartments. And tenants had been allowed to remain even with bricks falling from the building. Bricks started to fall from the building. So it was a shaky situation. And now they say immediate demolition was never intended, but they did want to quickly stage the site for teardown because of where the situation that it's in now. But the city's trying to determine how to bring down what remains of the building while maintaining maybe the dignity of the people who might have been killed. They believe that. The fire marshal says they're not going to use any kind of explosives at all, which is near other structures and unstable, and it's getting worse. Removing the debris that is propping up the rest of the building could cause further collapse. Of course it could. You can see it when you look at it. So they're sympathetic as to what to do here, how to figure this out. I mean, what a nightmare. What a terrible, terrible nightmare. And you have people that are fighting for the people that are there saying that, you know, there's two guys that are missing, and their families are saying, you know, get them first, find them first. Who's in the rubble? This building had 53 tenants in 80 units. So, and this happened, a middle section collapsed at about 5 o'clock on Sunday. And luckily, there were screams and cries and people saying help when the building came down, but they were able to get to some of those people. So all that happened. And it's, you think, 100 years old. I mean, this is a building listed in the National Register of Historic Places. In 1983, they listed it there. It was built in 1907, and it had been renovated into, like I said, a mixed-use residential and commercial building. And it was designed so the exterior brick and steel frame supported each other, so the loss of exterior brick, think about that, would threaten the integrity of the building. When you lose the brick, you lose the stability, and that's what was happening. And this is a building that was declared a nuisance in May of last year because of a couple of other things that were going on in the building. So what a dilemma. I mean, what a dilemma. The best thing that could happen is there's some bizarre air pocket, and it's a miracle, and they find the two people, but it's just not looking good. Let's put it that way. It's not looking good. All right, not looking good for her, but, hey, you got to pay the piper. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time, as that old saying goes. Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos' CEO, who once was worth billion at least, right, is now behind bars officially. She's got to wake up every morning at 6 a.m. She gets 12 cents an hour to work in the kitchen. And she is at prison camp for 11 years. She was sentenced to 11 years. Of course, she's appealing that sentence. But I would say that it doesn't look very good for her. But who knows? I mean, in an appeal, anything can happen. But this was such a high-profile case that she still also has to pay back over $400 million. She was convicted on multiple charges of defrauding investors while running Theranos, which, of course, is now defunct. And her request to remain free on bail while she appeals her conviction was denied. So she's got two babies, and those babies are being taken care for, I'm sure, by her husband. So it's interesting what she has to do with this FPC Bryan. That's the name of the prison where she's going to be. It's heavily populated with white-collar offenders. So that's mostly what you have. It's kind of dormitory-style arrangements, four bunk cubicles, communal bath facilities, and, like I said, 12 cents an hour she gets. And a far cry from her, I want to be Steve Jobs, where she talked like him and wore a black turtleneck and all of that sort of thing. But now there she is. She dropped out of Stanford at 19 to pursue Theranos. Everybody thought she was the wunderkind, and it turned out they were swindling people with this idea of this blood testing where you just could prick your finger, go in and do that, and find out if you had cancer or all kinds of other diseases. And people really bought into this, and she did not have a machine that could do it. So, so many people lost a ton of money, not to mention face, because she was the face of a female breakthrough in Silicon Valley. Some other things that are happening here that popped up on the No Drone Zone include this one, too. Rosalind Carter, diagnosed with dementia, and she's fought hard for caretaking. Like, that was kind of her thing, people that were caretakers and how important it is, and mental health advocacy. That was always one of her platforms, even way back in the White House years. So at 95, you know, she's still living with the president. Remember, President Carter began home hospice care in February after a short hospital stay. But this is what they've announced, that, hey, this is the condition that she's in, and she is continuing to live her life, and that dementia is not a normal part of aging, according to the National Institute on Aging. But about one-third of all people age 85 and older might have some form of it. So it's kind of raising the awareness of that, I would say, too, as well. Hey, coming up, remember the mailbag I told you about? Ooh, boy, did you have a lot to say. America and beyond our borders, too, by the way. Remember, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, A to Z, whatever it is. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I'm walking down to the mailroom now. I'll meet you there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome USA News update. Members of the House Freedom Caucus are doing all they can to make sure the debt ceiling deal reached between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House fails. Caucus Chair Scott Perry is leading the charge.
What this bill does is underwrite for the rest of the 2 years the woke weaponized Biden administration and all their policies, and Republicans should not be responsible for that.
Conservatives argue the deal fails to make any of the spending cuts included in the Republican-led Limit, Save, Grow Act that passed the House in April. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured when two groups of people on the Hollywood Beach Boulevard began shooting at each other. Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is beginning his official campaign tour today with stops in Iowa. A recent poll of Hawkeye State Republicans shows they support former President Trump by 42 points over DeSantis. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lots of mail. Let's just dive right in and not stand on ceremony. How about this one from Joe? He says, Kate, I'm worried about you. What's going on in Florida ever since you moved there? I think you survived a hurricane. There was a tornado. And even my wife asked about you. We are big fans. And now you've got this flesh-eating seaweed, I understand, that's washing ashore in your state. What is the deal with that? Well, Joe, thank you for your concern. You're right. The crazy things have happened in the year that I have moved to Florida from the great state of Texas. There's a massive amount of seaweed. It's called sargassum. And it's blanketing a lot of beaches, and they're just hauling it off. But that's on the Atlantic coast. And it's got this thick brown algae that has this weird odor when it's decomposing. But now what people are talking about, it's like a round-the-clock operation. I'm trying to remove this. But now what they're talking about is the concern is the seaweed, and I think this is what your wife or you both found out, it has this, when it interacts with plastic debris and this other bacteria in the ocean, it creates a risk to people at the beach. It's called, it's like that condition like leaky gut syndrome. You've heard of that, right? So if it has this high level of
Vibrio bacteria that you would get these symptoms like stomach cramps and fevers and chills and ear infections. But that just sounds terrible, doesn't it? I mean, it just depends on what it interacts with in the water. But I think even hearing that and then seeing all the seaweed, I don't think I'd be wanting to be swimming in Miami right now, right? I'm going to say, no, thank you. I will wait and wait it out. Because this will, obviously, it'll go away. And it's, except for that, they're going to have moments where you're going to get that debris and it's going to come in and they'll be able to see it. You can see where it comes in aerial-wise. They fly over it and then they always have reports, marine reports about it. But yeah, it is creepy. Definitely, it's creepy. All right, let's move to Max. And Max says, Kate, happy Memorial Day weekend. I know now we're into the regular week. It's a short week. So it's kind of strange and kind of cool at the same time. I heard you the other day as you were on at the tail end of the holiday saying that you went to see Guardians. I'm going to take my two sons to see it. They're both teenagers, but we saw the other one, so we're going to go see it. It's good news that you say it was pretty decent. And then I'm waiting for Mission Impossible, and there's a few other movies on my list. Do you have a list of movies that you're looking forward to? Oh, do I have a list of movies that I'm looking forward to? Yeah. I'm too a Mission Impossible person. I'm sure that I'll want to see that on the big screen. And then I would say Dune. So I wasn't sure what I would think of Dune, but I saw the first one and I liked it. And now it's been a long time. So Dune 2, I will want to see the remake. I like a lot of the actors in it. Timothée Chalamet, I think, is excellent in the lead role. So, yeah, that's on the list. There's another picture. It's about Oppenheimer, and it might even be called Oppenheimer. I can't even remember the name of it, but that's coming out in the summertime. And then, you know, flip a coin. Do you want to see Harrison Ford in his last Indiana Jones appearance? We've heard that before, right? Like, oh, just one more. But this is the last Indiana Jones for him. So if you've seen all the other Indiana Joneses, which they've been out for a long time. I mean, I was in high school when the first Indiana Jones, like, I want to say it was a fresh. No, maybe I wasn't even in high school yet. I was going into high school. I want to say I was in seventh or eighth grade when the first Indiana Jones came out. I mean, Indiana Jones has been around. So I can't imagine that I wouldn't want to see the last one. I will put that on the list too. And there's probably other movies I'm just not aware of, although I am pretty up on the movies, but I have those that are scrambling around in my mind that we'll go and see. Okay, how about this one from Manny? Manny says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing about these shootings. This last one in Hollywood, I guess they're still looking for the people, but they have cameras all over the place, so they've got photos of them. And you can only imagine it's probably not going to take too much time before the police find the gunmen, because I think there was more than one. But how sad for people that were just enjoying a holiday weekend in an area that where you have restaurants. It's a pretty area. I've taken my family there several times. We go down to Florida on vacation, and it's that whole oceanfront boardwalk is just a pretty place. And sure enough, this wasn't any AK-47 deal, but there were shots that were fired all over the place. Apparently, it was some kind of a fight, but whether it's a fight between a group of people that it breaks out and hits innocent people, that's the other part of this. It's ridiculous. And there were some really young children that ended up being in the mix. Yeah, you know, I loved what the Hollywood mayor, I even remembered his name,
because I have a friend that lives there, Josh Levy. He said he was angered. He was saddened and angered, but we're going to get you because we have these cameras. Like you said, we have these cameras. And witnesses told police the shooting suspects had had just handguns, and this was a very crowded area. You had somebody that was, you had a child that was one, and four children in all were hit. So six of the nine are hospitalized in stable condition. Three have been released. That's the good news with that. But, I mean, this is a popular area south of Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, absolutely. And it goes along with something that I read about this new poll where 59% of Americans believe a mass shooting. 59% of Americans believe a mass shooting in their community is very or somewhat likely, compared with 27% who think it's not likely. The fear of a mass shooting is held by 73% of Democrats, 53% of independents, and check this out, 51% of Republicans. 13% of U.S. adults say they've been personally affected by a mass shooting in their community. Now, in this situation, it isn't it's sort of considered that, right, because of all the people there and the shots go out, but it wasn't rando, I don't believe. It was randomly shooting at people. I think it was some kind of skirmish between some people, and then there was innocent people that were all around. So terrible, just absolutely awful that happened. Okay, we move on. We move on to Clark. I like the name Clark, but of course you know what I'm going to think of right away. Clark Kent. So what does Clark have to say? Hi, Kate and listeners of America Tonight. I was watching to see, because I had family members that were traveling over the holiday, what it was going to be like, if there were going to be a lot of problems with the flights. But it seems like the holiday weekend might have been jam-packed, but it seems like it was pretty smooth going. And I guess that's good news for anyone involved in the airline business. But I think a lot of people did do the traveling because you get that extra day, and there's something about the beginning of the summer that feels official anyway when you talk about Memorial Day. Yeah, a lot of people traveled, and it didn't seem like, it seemed pretty smooth. I didn't hear any problems of flights seriously delayed. In fact, airlines canceled, check it out, fewer than 1% of flights each day between Thursday and Sunday. Because you can get all this info from FlightAware. I love FlightAware because it tracks all the flights and everything. So fewer than one-fifth of flights arrived late, which is great. But, you know, also the weather was really good. So good weather, high demand, technology that's working okay, certainly helps. You know, they had 2.74 million on Friday, the highest number since Thanksgiving weekend in 2019. That were screened, then altogether over the four-day weekend, 9.8 million people, about 300,000 more, because I was looking at all the numbers, than the same period in 2019. What you need to know is, like, an unbelievable amount of people traveled, and it wasn't bumpy. And part of that absolutely has to do with the weather. All right, we're going to get another one in. This one is from Sheila, and Sheila says, Kate, I think people have lost their minds for the amount of money that they're paying for these Taylor Swift tickets. Of course, my daughter and my niece wanted to go, so we pooled money together and figured it out, and we were part of that crazy Nashville crowd where there was some rain that intervened, but it still turned out to be a very memorable night. I do have to say that, and it was worth all of going through the rigmarole to see the excitement in both of these young girls' faces. But I'll tell you what, it really, really shows you how rabid people are for her and what they're willing to pay, because it was jammed. I mean, shoulder to shoulder getting in and all that, a lot of screaming. A lot of jumping up and down, a lot of excitement. I think she's at the height of her popularity. You could be right. You could be right. Send me your thoughts anytime. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information, or fun facts. I'm just so tired of people saying fun facts with that. I like the whole UBI thing. So it's just the same thing, just to let you know. And it's fun to have Jeremy Paulson join us for UBIs. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is fun. So
UBI cheer.
That's it. That's a good one. I like that. So I always let you roll them out first. What you got?
So I'm on this weird sumo kick. Yeah, I watched this TV show on Netflix called Sanctuary. It's about sumo. It's actually really good. Surprisingly, it's really good. So I just looked up a bunch of sumo stuff because I'm on a sumo kick right now.
Nice. Okay, so I'm very curious about it, so tell us.
So sumo started in 794, supposedly, but it got big in 1603. So in, 420 years, how many Yokozuna do you think there are? Like, Yokozuna's like the top, like the best you can be.
I'm going to say 50.
72.
Wow.
At 400 some years, there's only 72 people.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Another one, sumos, or rikishi they're called. They must wear traditional clothes and have a top knot at all times.
A top knot?
Yeah, like their hair has to be done and they have to wear traditional clothes at all times. Like,
wow.
Unless they're training, but if they're walking around or anything, they have to wear traditional clothes.
And is there like a weight thing for sumos?
Yeah, there's different weight classes. And another one is they can't drive cars. I guess
they can't drive cars.
Yeah, I guess back in a while ago, a sumo got in a horrific car accident because he was like too big and couldn't drive.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Yeah. So now they outlawed that they can drive cars. If you're a sumo, you cannot drive cars.
Wow. Yeah. No sumos driving cars. I love it.
Also, another big one is that you only can have one foreigner per stable. A stable is like a kind of like a team, you know, like it's an individual sport, but you're in a stable, which is like a team type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you only can have one foreigner in your stable. So if you're not Japanese, it's really hard to, you know,
to get in.
Be a sumo.
Wow.
And the last one, which is the most surprising in my mind, is that they don't allow women. No women can enter the ring.
Wow.
The U.S. sumo allows women, but the traditional, like in Japanese sumo, they do not allow women.
How about that? In some ways, I'm not surprised because of how old it is, the tradition of it. If you go back and you look at it, wow, that was fascinating. I had no idea when you talk about the best of the best, there was only 70-some. And then the whole idea of you can't drive and some of the other restrictions, pretty interesting.
The whole living together, I think, is the craziest thing. I mean, they're in a stable, which means they live in the same house, they train together, they eat together, they sleep in the same room. Imagine, like, 12 people sleeping in one room.
No.
Like, it's almost like a boot camp. It's like a military...
A sumo camp.
Living. Yeah, it's like military living, but you're doing it to do a sport. And they restrict so much. Like, it's just crazy to me.
Like, and that's probably why. That's the tradition. So if you go back to the old culture, they're trying to preserve the old culture, even if it sounds ridiculous to modern times, and they don't care about that.
No, that's totally true. That's why they don't, like, some of them compete in the U.S. sumo, but they really don't because they want to stick to their traditions, and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a really
right.
good show, though. Watch it, Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's actually okay. Better than I thought. It's pretty good.
I will. That sounds interesting to me. All right. So those were great UBIs. And to go with the total opposite of the sumo deal, I'm talking about sharks. Shark Week is July 11th through the 18th on the Discovery Channel. And I do have this fascination about the sharks, and people know they always send me things about sharks. In 2022, there were 57 unprovoked shark attacks. Five were fatal. I think people, whenever the summer happens, is like, oh, here comes the sharks, and everybody panics and thinks that when you get in the water, there is going to be a shark, which is not true. And if you look at how many incidents there are, it is definitely small, but it's always a big deal when there's an attack. We just had the 22-year-old woman who was snorkeling at Turks and Caicos, and she was the victim of a shark attack, and that is incredibly scary. She was with a friend. It was like 3 in the afternoon, and they were attacked, and she had her leg bitten off. So pretty frightening. And they were even with an adventure water sports company when this happened. Luckily, everybody got her to shore and all that stuff. There was someone that helped rescue her and whatnot. And so, yes, there have been other attacks that have happened. But here's some interesting things about sharks. Worldwide, humans actually kill 100 million sharks and rays each year. 100 million! Most are killed by commercial fishermen because they want their fins and their flesh. So there's always a big debate about that, especially, it's interesting, in Japan. There have even been groups that have infiltrated and snuck cameras in to try to watch what's going on with the fishermen and why they're doing it and what they're doing. Every year, around 80 unprovoked attacks are reported worldwide. And so even though it's the rarity, like I was explaining, many people feel like they're worried about shark attacks. It's because of the things that they hear, that it just becomes such a big deal, and it's so scary. It's always, oh, I was snorkeling and I was with friends or whatever a lot of times, right? Okay, so here's the deal. I thought it would be worthwhile also telling people how to protect themselves from the shark. So what do you do? How do you best protect yourself? You know, beaches and parks are going to be full. So when you go to the beach, here's the thing. One of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to be swimming at dawn or dusk, because that's when the sharks appear. The other thing is, if you should be swimming with somebody or snorkeling with somebody, so the whole buddy system. Then the other thing is also is to know what to do instead of panicking. So
you don't panic.
Because if you start thrashing around, then it attracts the shark even more. And
because they think you're injured.
Right, right, exactly. And they can't tell what you are, right? So don't do that. Be very, very still. If by some bizarre freak thing one does attack you, poke its eyes, punch it in the nose, and it doesn't want to fight, it'll get away. Right?
Yeah.
It'll get away. You know, sharks continually, here's a good UBI, sharks continually shed their teeth. They shed 35,000 teeth in a lifetime. Right? There are different types. There's like four basic types of shark teeth. There's dense, flattened, needle-like, pointed, lower with a triangle, upper they call it, and non-functional. It just depends on the kind of food that the shark is eating. And so since I just went shark teeth hunting, I know exactly what that's about, because that describes most of the teeth, the handful of teeth that I found. The most ancient type of shark-like fish go back 450 million years ago. And how are they finding all this out? It's fossilized teeth that are being found, and that's how all of that was determined, you know, trying to figure out how old are sharks and how long have they been around, right? By the way, the oldest known records of fossilized shark teeth are by Pliny Elder, who believed that the triangular objects fell from the sky during lunar eclipses. All right. Whether you think they fell from the sky or not, they're out there fossilized in different parts of the world. Really fun UBIs. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way, people.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.